Hello everyone, I'm Tabita Rajab from the CDH marketing team, and you're listening to CDH Conversations. Welcome to another episode of CDH Conversations. Today we are joined by Tiffany Jechels. Tiffany is the director in our dispute resolution practice. She has experience in commercial litigation, arbitration proceedings, and regulatory advisory services. She will unpack this and more in this episode. Welcome, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tabita.
Okay, and let's jump straight into it. So what led to your career?
To be honest, I did not have a profound moment or event that steered me into any particular field. Since I was younger, I always said I wanted to be an attorney or a businesswoman. And the closer I got to varsity, the more I realized that law was not only my passion in terms of understanding and applying the law, but also the problem-solving element there too. So when I made my selection, I was confident that I'm making the right decision.
How intriguing. You realized your passion and confidently made a decision. From the onset, not many people can do that. So, Tiffany, what is then your definition of success from a personal and professional point of view?
Tabita, for me, there's a fundamental difference between personal and professional success. Personal success is obviously measured by me and my personal goals, whereas professional success is measured by others against a particular criteria. My definition of personal success is happiness and my ability to do what makes me happy and gives me peace of mind. Whereas from a professional perspective, success in my career is always considered to be a journey as opposed to a destination. And each milestone or each promotion is a success story of its own. But eventually in our profession, you will reach a ceiling where there's no other position you can hold and your perspective of success will change, which is why I said it's a journey. Ultimately, you consistently want to gain more depth in your practice area and want to be considered an expert in certain sectors.
Thank you, Tiffany. It's great to have a different perspective because the definition of success is not the same for everyone and it's not a one-size-fits-all. Now, let's delve more into your career. Tell us about your areas of specialization and your involvement in each.
So, I have extensive experience in commercial litigation, arbitration proceedings, and regulatory advisory services. My focus areas are mainly in the mining, energy, and natural resources sectors. I have advised both public and private entities on public procurement and supply chain management issues, review applications, and advising the respective entities on compliance with the PFMA. I have a particular interest in the petroleum industry and have represented various multinational oil companies in statutory and contractual arbitration and litigation in relation to various matters that affect the supply and distribution of petroleum products, not only in South Africa, but also other African countries. I am also actively involved in international arbitration initiatives, and I'm currently running an arbitration in terms of the Unicentral Model Law on international commercial arbitrations.
Oh, that is fascinating. With your vast knowledge in this specialization, your clients and colleagues alike are fortunate to have you in their team.
Thank you very much, Tabita.
You've recently been appointed a director. Tell us about your experience so far. What is different and new, and how do you handle all these changes?
I think the fundamental difference from being a senior associate to a director is that I have significantly more responsibility, not only in relation to my personal performance, but the performance of my team members and the firm as a whole. So one of the manners in which I've been dealing with these changes is becoming more actively involved in business development initiatives and engagements and spending more time with the junior professionals in developing their skills, in gaining more depth in our practice areas and becoming more independent by allowing them to deal with certain matters independently.
So I'm right in saying that you're a good role model as you're able to assist the more junior lawyers because you have recently experienced what they are going through right now.
Definitely. we all start from somewhere, so it's always good to assist your colleagues to navigate their respective career paths.
So following on to that, what is the best advice you would give someone who wishes to pursue a career in law?
I think firstly, being an attorney is vastly different to how it's being portrayed on television and various TV shows like Suits, which seems to persuade the younger generation to want to pursue a career in law. And once they start their articles, they soon realize that it may not be what they expected. So the first piece of advice is to really ask themselves why they want to become an attorney. Once they've done some introspection and are satisfied that this is the career path they want to follow, the best piece of advice I can give them is to start early. And what do I mean by that? They need to apply for VAC work at the various law firms while they are still in varsity. Not only will this give them a competitive advantage in securing their articles, but it will also give them an opportunity to decide which firm culture and environment best suits their needs and goals from both a personal and a professional perspective. You spend majority of your time at work, which is why it's imperative that a firm's culture and values are aligned with yours.
Absolutely. Shows like Suits glamorize the field of work and are usually far from reality. The reality here, I mean, that I see from your perspective is that hard work and perseverance will help one achieve their goals no matter what field one goes into.
Absolutely.
So now, what are you most proud of accomplishing in your legal career?
Currently, I'm most proud of my promotion to director. Since I started my articles, I kept telling myself that if you work hard, one day you will be a director at this firm. So I consistently worked hard and made several sacrifices to be promoted from a candidate attorney to an associate, then a senior associate, and ultimately director. So I'm exceptionally proud of myself for having accomplished a goal that I set for myself several years ago.
Kudos to you, Tiffany. What an incredible achievement. So now, what life-changing event has shaped who you are today as a person?
The one event that stands out to me is that I am the third out of four children. And I recall when I was approaching the end of my matric year, my parents already had two children in varsity. And they gave me an opportunity to take a gap year before going to varsity in order to give them a bit of a break before having to pay varsity fees for a third child or to take out a study loan. I decided that I would rather take a study loan as opposed to taking a gap year and go straight to varsity. And I think that decision, as simple as it may seem, has definitely played a significant role in shaping me into the person that I am today, because it made me work exceptionally hard to secure a bursary from my second year of varsity as opposed to taking on an additional loan. And it made me the driven, resilient person I am today. I think if I had taken a gap year, I may not have had the discipline to go back to varsity.
Oh, that's great, Tiffany. I mean, this goes to show that hard work pays off. Thank you so much. You've been a wonderful and very inspiring guest, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. To our listeners, thank you for listening to another episode of CDH Conversations. We encourage you to continually visit our channel for more intriguing episodes.
Thank you, Tabitha. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.